Liberty Auto Rescue.
Yes, hello, good morning. May I speak with Larry, please?
This is Larry.
Hello, sir, Larry. Good morning. This is Gino from Local Splash. How are you today, sir?
I am doing good.
Perfect. Sir Larry, first of all, I want to apologize for the delay of the return call that was I see here in our notes. With regards to your account, because we're still trying to claim your Google listing, because we have a duplicate, so we do not have access to the live listing online that you have. Do you know, sir, Larry?
I gave you guys the PIN number that they gave me for it.
Right.
I gave
because,
you access to my ads.
Mm-hmm, correct, sir.
So now but, it's almost 60 days it's taking to claim an ad.
I understand, sir. Sir Larry, just to clarify, the one that we requested for a PIN code is the Google listing that we created. But after verifying your Google listing that we've created, Google noticed that there's a duplicate listing that is actually live right now. That's why I'm...
None of my ads are live. No.
No, sir. No, sir.
They are not live. They've been paused, every one of them, for 2 weeks now.
Sir Larry...
Like you guys told me to.
Yes. Sir Larry, I apologize. I just want to confirm, it's not Google Ads. The one that we're talking about is your Google listing, your local map placement. So there's an existing Google My Business listing that is duplicated to the one that we've created. In regards to your Google Ads, it is currently running. Okay. So, Sir Larry, I just want to ask, is your Google My Business listing... do you have access to that, the one that is live right now?
I have no Google stuff that's live.
I see. All right.
None. I canceled them all and put them on pause because you said there would be conflicting stuff. I did that, and I'm seeing nothing going on yet. I'm going to be paying $250 here in a few more days, and actually probably tomorrow, and nothing's been done on my account. Nothing.
Yes, sir. Because they're lying.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
You guys said you guys need to go back and listen to the recordings, what I was promised, what you guys said you were going to do, how long it was going to take. We're at 60 days. All this was supposed to be up and running in 30 to 45. You guys are looking for a second payment. I don't see where this is worth anything to me. And the most aggravating part is, and you can apologize all you want, Tuesday morning, I told them, can you call me back at 3? They said yes. I left a block of time open and hired somebody, brought them on duty to cover that block of time so I could talk to you guys. No, you guys don't call back then. You call back the next day when I'm in a vendor's meeting of all the roadside assistants here in Colorado Springs because we're discussing things, how we can help each other and everything else. So... you guys have not done what you said you were going to do, and I'm upset about it. And I'm not, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay this month because nothing's going on. I'm not getting one phone call. You guys told me to put my stuff on pause because you were going to get my stuff up and running, and my business has died. So I'm very upset. I went from getting 3 calls a day to 0. Thank you. So I'm upset. I did what you guys said.
Yes.
Well, it's not just frustration. It's costing me money. And money doesn't frustrate me. It upsets me. You guys made promises, and you have not kept one of them. I did what you said. You guys said that my local splash page was going to be beautiful. It was going to look like overhead garage doors. You know what? It looks like a sixth grader did it. And I'm upset about that. You guys said you were going to put, take my Liberty Bell that was on my business card. You said you were going to duplicate my ads that were already on Google Ads and that were running.
Yes, sir.
I have looked for my Google listings for you guys, and there's nothing out there. Nothing.
Okay. Larry, I just want to clarify. Your Google Ads is actually, yes, that is correct. That is running. And with regards to that, with regards to your Google Ads, which is the paid ads, it actually rotates throughout the day on Google. Actually, if you want, we can take a screenshot of that Google ad because it's random when they show up.
How come I cannot find the Google ads when I look at the algorithm?
Because, sir, it's random when it shows up. So, normally Google ads run throughout the day.
So it's random.
Sir, for your Google ads. Sir, just to clarify, that's just for your Google ads, okay? So, the one that we're working out with you is Google ads and local map placement. And the one that we're having issues with is the local map placement that is we're trying to fix with Google currently. That's why we're updating you with regards to that.
But I don't have any. I put everything on pause and shut down PageHub, all that stuff like you guys told me to almost a month ago because we didn't want any conflict because we didn't want this occurring, so... Here I am at 2 months, and now you're still telling me you're having issues. So.
Sir Larry, can I ask you a question? I'm going to help you with this one. Did Google ever, do you have any gotten any correspondence from Google saying that we are trying to claim the listing for you? Because we're currently in contact with Google, and we're trying to work out the situation with regards to your local map placement due to the duplicate. Did they contact you with regards to that?
Nope. They have not.
All right. So, Sir Larry...
Just question what's going on.
Okay. Sir Larry, I'm going to follow up with that one. And then, since you're going to get billed tomorrow, here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to waive your local map placement of $149 for August 1 to September 1. So you will not have to pay $149, but instead only $100 for Google Ads. So that we can sort of...
But why am I paying for ads that aren't running? Why am I paying you for something that's not happening? That's why I'm protesting you guys taking money tomorrow, because I don't see what you guys are doing, because the local splash page does not look like the overhead garage door ad, like I was told was going to be created. I was told I would be able to see my Google ads and my Google stuff, you know, and it's not happening. I looked, shit, I looked yesterday, I looked the day before while I was sitting in the vendors meeting talking about you guys that, you know, because people are like, hey, who should we use for our Google placements and stuff?
And Larry, the website that we're currently promoting for you is your current, your own website. We don't have a splash page website here. Hello. Yes, sir, Larry.
Okay, but and but you guys, I was told you were going to create me a page that looked like the overhead garage door ad. My local splash page don't look like nothing. I could have created better than that all by myself, because if you look at my website, I did that all by myself. I didn't pay anybody to do that, so... Not impressed with your guys' IT and page building ability. So somebody needs to impress me. And once again, I don't believe you guys have done what you said you were going to do to get my business, to get my first $300, $250, and the $50 setup stuff. And I don't believe you guys have done anything that you promised me yet. Tomorrow I have to pay money, and I don't care if you take $100 off. You guys have not done what you promised.
Yes. Sir Larry, Sir Larry, were you able to check your client's dashboard? Because I'm just pertaining to the results that we're seeing on your client's dashboard. And upon checking here, your Google Ads is up and running, and it shows 234 impressions and 9 clicks, so that means that your Google Ads is live and running.
No. Back to my old ad. You guys, I have not seen it. That is the same numbers, because I screenshotted that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. I haven't had any impressions, and nobody's clicked on that ad. Nobody's clicked on the call button. I don't want to pay for impressions or clicks.
Okay, sir. All right, let me see here. Okay, give me 1 second, sir.
Duke, I don't believe I picked a good company.
All right. Sir, if you want, I will ask them to screenshot the Google Ads that is live, and then we will send it to you via email. And then, just to confirm, we want to work this out for you, sir. If you can just give us time, we can waive your next month's billing local map placement of $149, so that we can still have time to follow up with Google with regards to your local map placement, and then we will update you, sir. Once we heard
I need
from
to call Google up and tell them to stop to give you guys access. What do I need to do to speed this up?
Because when we're trying to claim the listing that is live, the local map placement that is live, the owner of that listing denied us access. That's why we're currently contacting Google and trying to work out the situation.
And who's the owner of that listing? PageHub, Google, what?
That is something that we need to know as well, sir, because the one that is showing up here in Google search, when we type in Liberty Auto Rescue, someone has access to this one. That's why we asked, sir, if you know someone who created this one for you, maybe we can get the ownership of this listing so that we can link it to your account.
No, I have no clue on it. I'm going to have to find out. But the only person that ever created me anything was PageHub.
I see. So maybe, sir, they are the ones who created this one. So when we're trying to claim that, I think they're denying us access.
Well, because they got dropped for promising things they didn't do, too.
Would you like me, sir, to take a screenshot of the listing that's what I'm talking about so that you know this is something that we're trying to work out the situation. Okay, so I'm going to send you a screenshot of this Google listing that is live, and it's causing the duplication of the ones that we've created. So once we have the access to this one, we can remove the duplicate, and then Google will let us have the access of your Google listing, and we can optimize it faster.
Can I call Google up and give them a piece of my mind? Because I'm getting kind of upset because, like I said,
of course,
I may not have been happy with my other ads, but I was getting business.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not getting any phone calls now for a week and a half. Pretty much when I paused everything and shut it down, like you guys said, my business dropped off to like one phone call a day. So kind of bummed because now I have no business going on.
Don't worry, sir, Larry. I assure you, once we get your Google listing, once we get the access to your Google listing, once we claim that, your local map placement, we will work global to optimize this one for you besides your Google ads. So I think it's also, if you wanted to call Google as well, saying that you are the owner of that listing, that would be great. It will be a little faster as well so that we can claim the listing for you and we can remove the duplicate.
I mentioned this to them. Celine, I believe it was, when she was saying that, well, they were having issues and all that, I was like, do you want me to call them up? And it was like, no, we've got it all handled. So, in fact, you guys needed me call 2 weeks ago, and I was told you didn't need me to call. So,
because, sir, we're trying, actually, yes, that is correct. What Selena said, we can handle it on our end. We can call Google for that to claim the listing, but we're still... As of the moment, we're still trying to work things out with Google because they're still looking for the owner of the listing as well. But if you can claim that and tell them that you're the owner, I think that will be faster.
Yeah, it's... So what else are we doing?
So, sir, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to screenshot this one and send it to your email first so that you know what we're talking about. And then, if you agree, I will give you a full month service credit for your local SEO first, the $149. I'm going to waive that. And the only thing that you're going to be charged on by tomorrow is your Google advertising of $100.
I'll pay it, but I'm still just confused. Am I paying for next month? Since we're on our second month, it's like I'm paying for an ad that just kind of started up in the last couple days, and now you want me to pay, and it's only a couple days out of the whole month. Google ads can shove it right up their butt. Like I said, you guys are going to send me a screenshot to show that my ad's been running. Can you also show me the date that ad started running from you guys? Because you want me to pay, but I don't believe that ad's been running but the last couple days, like maybe since Wednesday, when I started getting upset and sent that email out. So send me a date and proof of when that ad was up and running. And it should have been up and running for 30 days if you guys want $100 for the last 30 days for it.
Okay,
if it wasn't up and running, then I've got a question of why should I pay for it? I paid for it a month before and it wasn't up and running.
Okay. Let me see here.
I need proof that this ad was up and running, just not a picture. Because when I look for the ad, which I'll go do here, I'm not seeing my stuff. And if it's random, then I only want to randomly pay. If I can only randomly see my ad when I look for it, I randomly want to pay. That doesn't, you know, if I go look for my ad and you're trying to tell me, well, it randomly appears, that's kind of goofy. And I need proof of when it started running. I want proof that it's running because... like I said, I started looking for it on Tuesday after 3 o'clock when I didn't get the return phone call. Never found it. Looked for it on Wednesday when I was at the vendors meeting. yesterday, and here we are Friday, and you're telling me it's there and I'm going to go look for it. But like I said, if I can't punch in my ad, Liberty Auto Rescue, which it's supposed to be roadside rescue, according, and it would pop up, it wasn't happening, and that's my issue. So send me a screenshot. Send me proof that you guys have had the ad up and running for 30 days. But I paid for the previous month, and I paid, you guys want me to pay for this month, and if the ad's only been up and running for a couple days, then I'm going to have to disagree. I don't think I should be paying for advertisement that hasn't been up and running for a couple days, but yet I paid for 2 months.
Okay. So I'm going to request that to our team. If you'd like, sir, we can remove the Google Ads first for this next billing. And then once everything is already fixed, especially your local map placement or your local listing, we can just return the Google Ads back if you wanted to.
That would be fine. I just want a fair dollar.
Okay,
that's all.
No problem. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to waive. I'm going to give you a full month of service credit for August 1 to September 1. Okay. Of $149, and then I will remove the Google Ads first for the next billing payment as well.
Okay.
So you will not be charged anything.
Okay.
And then I will send you a screenshot of your Google listing that I'm mentioning that is live right now and we don't have access to. And I will request a screenshot of the Google Ads that run from the first month or if it's still running, up and running. I'm going to verify that for you, okay? And then we will give you an update. So that we still have time.
Send me a list of what you want me to do to help you guys with it. I'm going to call Google here as soon as I hang up. But I'm a Lone Ranger business. So when I set, I do all the service calls myself. I handle all the bookkeeping. I'm doing everything all by myself. And when I set time, and you might mention this to your people, because this is what I'm the most upset about, is when I set a time to sit down with you guys and I clear that time, I expect that phone call at 3 o'clock, not at 9:45 the next day, not at 4:30 the next day, not on Thursday, but on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Because that's what I was told, and I actually brought a technician in on his time off because, and paid him extra out of my pocket. And then you guys, I didn't even get the phone call, and that was just not courtesy and not professional from your guys' side. So that almost got it to where if I hadn't already paid you guys money, I probably would have dropped you for not returning a phone call on the time scheduled that I set aside, that was agreed, and then everybody scrambles after the fact. I wasn't in town on Wednesday. I had taken it. We were doing a vendor's meeting for a roadside assistance because we're trying to figure out what's the best advertisement for us roadside assistance guys and all that. And there was a lot of different names mentioned. And I couldn't mention your guys' name. Nobody mentioned it, quite honestly. Page Hub was mentioned. There was another company. But, you know, I'm required to answer my phone and do what I say. I want the same in return from you guys. I'm paying you. I'm the customer. My customers demand from me. I have the same criteria for anybody I deal with. Do what you say. Do it when you say you're going to do it. And just do it. And if this map ads and all this stuff that I was promised by Tanner and all that stuff, if it's all that you guys said it will be, well, then I'm going to be so busy. But I have a hard time of, like I said, with what's going on, because I was promised a lot from Tanner on what they were going to do on my local splash page and all these different things, and what he was going to make the greatest page ever. And my local splash page kind of looks like a sixth grader did it. And he was going to put a Liberty Bell and a Liberty Tree. He was going to use my business card Liberty Bell, because it's a Liberty Bell with the American flag over it. Things that I've done and created and I paid to have done didn't get used that I sent, and I'm kind of like, okay, why did my stuff get moved off? And then this cartoonish Liberty Bell and Liberty Tree that, you know, Liberty Tree isn't just any tree. The Liberty Tree has a lantern hanging from it. It's a very recognizable tree. But it's not there, so that was a drop on your guys' part. So, which it doesn't matter to me because my website looks better. But I was promised a lot by Tanner on the day that I first paid. Then the next day at the setup, speaking to the individual, I told him what I was, all the different things. I must have said between Tanner and the setup guy over 30 times, no tow service, no tow service. And you know what I got? Tow service. That was my key search words after I had said only negative tow service search words. And it was put in the positive, and it was just like, and this, I'm just telling you this, this is from the beginning, that nobody listened to what I said. I'm not a tow company, but yet they listed key search words for tow service. And it was like, wow, I know I said it at least 10 times. I asked everybody here in the office, you know, did I say I wasn't a tow service? And everybody's like, yeah, you said it a lot. We were getting sick of hearing you say it. But nope, evidently you guys didn't hear. So that was two strikes against you, and it's just been nonstop. So if you guys get this up and running like you said, awesome. But quite honestly, I'm not having much faith in it because, like I said, Tanner told me a lot of things that were going to happen and occur, and none of it happened in the third. So I've got emails, I've got documentation on it, and it's just kind of silly that if I say something, whoever on the other end doesn't listen, just like the phone call. So it has been leading up to this point, Serge, where I'm just like, wow, if nobody's going to listen to the guy that's paying for the advertisement and owns the business and knows what's going on with his business, then why am I doing business with you? You guys can just go out and make your own advertisement and run your own because nobody was listening to me. And that was the problem I had with PageUp. And so I kind of felt like, wow, is Local Splash just PageUp reinvented?
Because
it's the same routine. So I have it documented on four different occasions. You guys did exactly the opposite of what I asked. So let's just get this corrected, get my ad and stuff going. I'll call Google, but get it going. Live up to what you promised, that I'm going to be so busy. And that's why I went with that, because I was upset with the pay-per-click and paying for impressions that I was getting no business generated off. But yet, I was paying $300 plus a month. And I was told by Tanner, oh, no, we're better than that. When we get going, da-da-da-da, so on and so forth. And I'm kind of at the same point. So if you correct it, you send me that. And
yes, sir.
Advertisements up and running, and I start getting phone calls, then we'll be good. But
yes, sir.
I'm not seeing
it. So, sir, we're going to post your Google Ads first, okay, just to confirm for the next billing until we start things out. And then your local map placement as well until we claim it and we remove the duplicate for that. And then on September 1, that's when it's going to start your local map placement. It's going to start bidding again for $149. And you can tell us if you want to put back your Google Ads at $100 budget, okay?
No, and I don't have a problem. The Google Ads works, and that was one of the reasons why. We can go with the Google Ads for the $100 when it's up and running next month and stuff. I don't have a problem with paying for the Google Ads. The Google Ads, and that was the link up Tanner told me, was the Google Ads and the Google Maps going to get you number one on the listing. I mean, anytime somebody asks for roadside assistance in Colorado Springs, Larry, it's going to be your company.
That is correct, sir. Your Google Maps is the one that we're working right now.
Yeah. And so, get that up and running. And, and he said that the Google Ads was kind of a vital link to it all, too, which is fine. So, let's go with the plan, but just let's get the plan going.
Yes, sir. I'm going to escalate this as soon as possible.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Sir Larry. Okay, so please kindly wait for my email with the screenshots before you call Google to verify that you are the owner of the listing that is live. Okay, and we can remove the duplicate for that.
I'm looking it up now, and I'll go from there.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thank you for assisting me.
You're welcome, Sir Larry. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you.